Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 23rd of April. At air last Saturday, Aurora's Encore, trained near Bingley by Sue Smith and ridden by Ryan Manier, was just caught on the line by Marigo in a great finish to the Scottish Grand National. A winner by a head, Marigo was landing the big race north of the border for a second time, but it was hard on the connections of Aurora's Encore, who had led over the final fence. King Fontaine, trained at Malton by Malcolm Jefferson, took third place. Also on Saturday, last season's Gimcrack Stakes winner at York, Casper Netscher, won the Greenham Stakes at Newbury to earn a crack at the 2,000 guineas early next month, Saturday the 5th of May. I must also mention the victory by Mason in last week's Abernant Stakes at Newmarket. Trained at Malton by Richard Fahey, Mason may now go for the Duke of York Stakes, the Group 2 race for sprinters at next month's Dante Festival at York, a race Fahey won 2 years ago with utmost respect. Well, plenty of action this week on the Yorkshire courses, starting with today's Monday's meeting at Pontefract. 7 races at the West Yorkshire track, beginning at 2:15. The feature race at 3:15, a valuable sprint handicap over 6 furlongs, can go the way of Mercer, who makes a quick reappearance after winning on Friday at Newbury over 5 furlongs. And Britain's longest handicap race on the flat, the Pontefract Marathon Handicap Stakes at 3:45, can be won by the Irish-trained raider Motiska, while the final race on the card, a middle-distance handicap contest for apprentice jockeys, can be won by Spincast, successful at Yarmouth on Easter Monday. It's the turn of Catterick on Wednesday, set to begin at 2:05, and featuring the Richmond Condition Stakes, a contest for 3-year-olds over 1.5 miles. Trainer Mick Channon has a very good record in this race, and he supplies 5 of the 10 entries. On Thursday at Beverley, former course specialist Rapid Lad is remembered with a handicap race over 1.25 miles named after him, and the action on the Westwood is set to begin at 2:10. There's racing at Doncaster on Friday afternoon, starting at 2:10, and Saturday evening, the inaugural Visit Bawtry evening, set to begin at 5:05. And Yorkshire's Garden Racecourse Ripon stages the Betfred Race Day on Saturday, starting at 2:30, the highlight being a £20,000 handicap race for stayers over 2 miles. Then next Sunday, the 29th of April, Weatherby's annual Family Day Sunday fixture begins at 2 o'clock. And after the first race, the 7th running of the Mascot Gold Cup will take place in aid of various charities, in particular Sue Ryder Care. There's a host of attractions for young racegoers, especially in the course enclosure, including performances by the National Festival Circus. Enjoy your racing.